I'd like to speak a little while today about the subject of the Christian and alcohol. There's no doubt that alcohol causes society innumerable problems. Many people die every year through alcohol. Many homes and families are destroyed every year because of alcohol. Many people have health issues because of alcohol. Alcohol causes a lot of social problems. And alcohol costs the taxpayer thousands and thousands of pounds every year. The Bible says we're to abstain from all appearance of evil. And given the problems that alcohol causes in society, I think there's enough even there for the Christian to be very, very wary of getting involved in the consumption of alcohol. Let me read a few verses from God's Word on the subject. Proverbs 23. And verse 20, be not among winebibbers. That's people who drink too much alcohol. Be not among them. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Verse 29, who hath woe, who hath sorrow, who hath contentions, who hath babbling, who hath wounds without cause, who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his colour in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. There the Word of God highlights very clearly some of the problems that are caused by alcohol. Now there's no doubt at all that the Word of God condemns drunkenness. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 simply says, be not drunk with wine. 1 Corinthians 6 says that the drunkard shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And the best way to stay sober is to avoid alcohol that could cause you to get drunk. I know there are many people who will say, well, sure, did not the Lord Jesus Christ turn the water into wine? Jesus Christ, yes, at the wedding of Cana of Galilee, turned water into wine, but it's my conviction that it was not alcoholic wine. For wine to become alcoholic, it has to ferment, and that involves a process of corruption. And Jesus Christ never produced anything that was corrupt. He never produced anything that was decayed or substandard. And so I believe that the wine that the Lord Jesus Christ presented at the wedding at Cana of Galilee was simply unfermented fruit juice that was harmless and also was helpful. There's no doubt about that at all in my mind, especially whenever we consider the weight of the entire scripture regarding alcohol and regarding strong drink. For example, Leviticus chapter 10 indicates very clearly that priests were not to drink wine. Leviticus 10 and verse number 8, and the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, between clean and unclean. So the priests were not to drink wine, and they weren't to bring this strong drink into the tabernacle either. Ezekiel 44, looking forward in verse number 21, says, neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter into the inner court. Now the Bible says that we are all priests unto the Lord. The Bible says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. There's something there for you to think about. Furthermore, alcohol was not permitted in the tabernacle. It was not permitted in the holy place, Leviticus chapter 10 and verse 9. The New Testament says in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse number 16 that we are a temple for the Holy Ghost, a tabernacle for the Holy Ghost which is in us. So if wine was not permitted in the tabernacle or in the temple in the Old Testament, and then in the New Testament we're told that these bodies of ours are tabernacles or temples for the Holy Spirit, could it not be argued that the same reasoning and the same logic follows through? Furthermore, kings in the Word of God were not permitted to drink alcohol or strong drink either. Proverbs 31 verse number 4 says, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." The Bible says that not only are we priests unto God, but we are kings and priests unto God. Does the same logic therefore follow through? I think there's a lot of wisdom in the Word of God. Whenever it says that kings and priests are not to drink wine or strong drink, and wine is not to be brought into the tabernacle or the temple, we likewise are priests unto God, kings unto God, and we are also described as being a tabernacle or a temple for the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, there's the whole testimony aspect with regards to alcohol. Does me drinking alcohol give a good testimony to those outside of the family and fold of God, and indeed to those inside of it as well? Listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 14 and verse number 21. He says, "It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak." I might be able to take a glass of alcohol, but if somebody sees me doing that, it gives them a green light, and it might destroy their life, their home, their health, and their testimony. And so there's something about abstaining from alcohol that I believe gives a good testimony. It's interesting as well that wine is not mentioned at the Lord's table. If you search the scriptures, you'll find that to be so. The Authorized Version speaks about the fruit of the vine, and it speaks about the cup. It certainly does not advocate strong drink at the Lord's table. And then furthermore, the Word of God in the little book of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse number 15 says, "Woe unto him that giveth his neighbour drink, that puttest the bottle to him and makest him drunken also." So a curse is placed upon those who give strong drink to their neighbour, something that could cause them to be drunk. And a careful study of the verses that we read earlier from the book of Proverbs indicate that strong drink, alcohol, it brings poverty, it brings woe, it brings sorrow, it brings contention, it brings babbling, it can bring wounds without cause, redness of eyes, and it oftentimes leads to immorality. And it's interesting that Solomon said, "Look not thou upon the wine." He says, don't even look at it. And if he said that, does it not stand to reason if we're not to look at it, we're not to go guzzling the stuff and pouring it down our necks? There's a wonderful alternative in the Word of God. "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God." The Christian is not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of their minds, that they may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I don't think any good ever comes from alcohol, and I believe that the child of God has got something much better, and be trusted. God will bless you and help us in these days to have a good testimony towards them that are without. May God bless you, and thank you for your time today.